Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Folks, since 2009, the New Orleans Crime Coalition has independently surveyed residents about their views on the NOPD to highlight areas needing improvement, encourage positive reforms within the department, foster trust between the community and law enforcement, and enhance public safety in the city of New Orleans. And this coalition has just released their 2025 NOPD Citizen Satisfaction Survey. It was funded by the Greater New Orleans Foundation, GNO Inc., and the Business Council of New Orleans and the River Region. The survey was carried out by trained professional telephone interviewers under the supervision of Dr. Ron Fauché. And this independent and nonpartisan survey firm operates, as we know, out of New Orleans and has no affiliations with either city government or the NOPD. And here to talk to us about the results of this survey is Mike Cowan, chairman of the New Orleans Crime Coalition. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Neil. It's good to be back.
Mike, first let me thank you for all that y'all do relative to this survey. I think it's been a really valuable tool since 2009. You guys have been there through thick and thin and continue to do so, and we appreciate same.
Thank you. Thank you. We're committed to this, and when we started, one of the things that one of the leaders who worked with us on this was Jay LaPere, and one of the things that Jay thought was that it'd be really important that we establish a timeline, a set of results that we could look at over time, so it wasn't just this year or that year. So, as you said, our first study was in 2009.
So, if you would, let's get into the survey and, you know, any general observations that you have to start off.
Thank you. Let me just mention a couple pieces, and we can double back to anything you like or your listeners. One is that, as you know and others, there's been a controversy about using technology in crime prevention and in solving crimes, and it's one of the forms that controversy has taken here for several years has to do with facial recognition. There's been support for it all along, but there's also been some hesitation about it. And one of the things that we saw this time was that African-American support for facial recognition, according to our survey, is at 78% right now. White support is at 57%. And, you know, in a racially divided city, that's an important number. And I would attribute it myself to something very non-ideological and non-political. It has to do with people recognizing what's in the interest of themselves and their communities. Nobody wants civil rights violations, but we do want safety.
When you say racially divided, you mean in the makeup, because I really believe that whites and blacks in this city, as it relates to safety, are coming closer together than they are than they've ever been before.
Yes, that's right. And I was really just trying to say that the facial recognition results from this version of our survey, I think, supports that idea.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because a lot of the rhetoric around this particular technology is that it's more likely to make mistakes, or it's less reliable as it relates to the black community as opposed to all others. But again, I think you're 100% correct. People are recognizing the trouble that we're having in law enforcement and recruiting individuals, making sure that we have the human capital necessary, and they're finally realizing that this utilization of technology is the future. And if we don't embrace it, we're going to be missing out. Your thoughts?
And I agree with you, and missing out here, could be translated, I think, fairly as being less safe. Just that basic.
Yeah. Anything else that kind of struck you as some of the results that came in from the survey?
A couple things. One is that Chief Kirkpatrick had really good evaluations on the survey. And we have another survey coming out, another part of the survey coming out later in the week that also addresses how she's perceived here. And I guess that the would you please go ahead?
No, I was just going to say I'm not surprised by that. I think one of the things that I find with Chief Kirkpatrick, and I've asked a lot of different officers about their reaction to her, and oddly enough, almost without exception, folks say she's not afraid to make a decision. And you know, you've been in leadership positions. You know how important it is to be an effective and credible leader is decision making. I mean, when you don't make decisions, you get in this muck. You don't make anybody happy. The whole organization is looking for guidance, and you're just kind of steering a ship in a direction. And if you're not moving in a direction, everybody feels lost.
That's right, and I had a mentor who used to say, if you're leading and nobody's following, you're not leading.
Yeah. Your thoughts about it.
Yeah, no, that's she. I see what you're saying about her way of operating, and I agree with about it. And it always just makes me think, and you'll appreciate this, having been a very public leadership figure for a long time. When you get out into the practical world where you have to decide, whether to dispatch officers here or there, or put money into this or that, or how you're going to deal with there's no formula. There's no manual you can go and read. It's all about your judgment. It's about how you read the situation. It's about what you know from the past. It's how you see what's best for the community that you're leading now. And, so that kind of leadership, that sort of wisdom for leadership develops out of a lifetime of doing that work. And I think she displays it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's looking yourself in the mirror and gathering all of the internal data and everything that's out there on a daily basis. I think she's been the right choice at the right time. Hopefully, I don't know who the next mayor is going to be, but I think that she gets to stay. I think it creates some stability. These numbers speak for themselves. And the numbers that really struck me, Mike, more than anything, was that the majority of people now in the city are saying they feel safe. And that creates a momentum that it's hard to achieve. It's hard to win back the public trust. And I think that they're winning it back.
I think that the numbers of our survey tend to support what you just said. And we've always seen, since we started the study, we've seen, and I'm sure you're aware of this, from the context of Jefferson and the other places where you've been involved, but people people tend to feel safer in their own neighborhoods than elsewhere.
Yes.
And it seems to be independent of how actually dangerous their neighborhoods might be compared to elsewhere. It's not a rational, just a calculation that people make. It's something about feeling at home where you are, knowing who's there and who shouldn't be there, and all along. But right now, we're seeing what you just said. We're seeing people feeling safer in the city, period, the city as a whole. And, you know, we lost that for a while. And to see it coming back is very encouraging.
Also, it seems as though folks are believing that the internal culture of the NOPD is changing. And it's not just changing for the sake of change. It seems that they are evaluating it as a very positive aspect. Your thoughts?
Yes. In fact, you know, we're on the tail end, we think, of a more than 10-year consent decree process. And I know you followed that closely. I have. Crime Coalition has. And it dug down into the whole insides, you know, the guts and the brain and everything about how NOPD was functioning. And it was very discouraging when you read the DOJ report, I guess, almost 15 years when Mayor Landrieu had just taken office. But that system has been really looked at from every possible angle, just about. There's been a lot of talent brought in to look. I know there's controversy about it, but to me, a serious person who looks at these things would have a hard time defending the proposition that our police department is not a lot stronger right now than it was when that consent decree went into action. I don't know how you see that, but that's certainly how I do.
No, I think you're spot on. You know, and I know that, you know, and all of this is hand in glove with one another, right? When you create some sense of momentum, that, you know, that's positive in change, a lot more positive things tend to come easier to the organization, and I'm sure you've seen that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you used the word, I think, there. It's momentum. It can be a throwaway word or a cliche word, but in an organization, that's a real thing, and you can sense whether it has it or not. And it seems to me that NOPD has regained the momentum over the last 10 years.
One of the byproducts of this, I think, observations by folks relative to the NOPD, typically, I think, would help most of the other criminal justice players. Interestingly, though, it looks like it's only really helped one, being the DA, which doesn't surprise me, but I thought others would be assisted by it as well, but not so much. The judges and obviously the criminal sheriff and the predicament that she finds herself in today, people are not feeling very good about those other two legs to the criminal justice stool.
No, they're not. And that strikes me, that perception that people don't feel good about those two, that's really grounded in long experience. And in my view, it's too bad that they didn't take the opportunity, the leaders of those two didn't take the opportunity to learn something from that process and, you know, intentionally or voluntarily step up and try to benefit from that. But it's left them both in a very weakened state, I think, in terms of public perception.
Now, I know the survey is recently released. What has been the response from, you know, the folks that you interact with? I know you guys are always talking to folks, feeling them out, gaining, you know, an understanding of where they stand on these issues. What are you hearing?
Yeah, well, what we're hearing, and, you know, we talk among ourselves to get ready for sessions like this and so forth, but what we're hearing is that people are cautiously, I would say, optimistic about where we're going on this. Crime, safety, police. Hoping that the transition through to a new mayoral administration will not be a setback, but will build on this work that's been done. Now it'll be, we're into 8 years worth of mayors now I'm sorry, two 4-year terms, so 16 years worth of mayors on the survey. And we're not hearing, we're really not hearing anything negative about the survey. There are some questions that just keep coming up, like, you know, nobody called me, therefore the survey is invalid. I've been looking at the survey for 15 years and nobody has ever called me. We try to clear that up as best we can with some education, but, you know, a short burst on talk radio isn't, you know, enough quite to do that. But I don't really hear anybody, we don't get much feedback that people think that there's any thing going on here that more or less doesn't look positive in terms of constitutional policing in the city. And, you know, that's huge because we weren't there. And it looks like we're starting to get there.
And I think the numbers reflect that as it relates to the percentages that have always been flipped of white versus black on their feeling of certain things. And, you know, and it kind of struck me looking at the state police coming in and handling local policing. It was somewhat controversial when it was, you know, first proposed, right?
Right.
Especially in the black community. But what's interesting is, as a result of this survey, blacks are embracing this notion and like what's happening there more so than whites.
It's interesting, and sometimes we've talked about how people who are living and working in the most vulnerable neighborhoods need the police department to function properly more than everybody else. Really, and I think that recognition has been achieved here, or it's beginning to be achieved. That for example, the state police presence here is clearly valued positively by blacks even more, and also by whites. So, I guess people have opinions about things for different reasons. You might have the same opinion for a different reason, but. But there's some alignment that's going on there in terms of how people are seeing policing in our community, I believe.
Yeah. You know, there are a couple of other organizations, I think, that have really stepped up and have provided a lot of data to individuals, both the Metropolitan Crime Commission. And I noticed that in the survey, their numbers here with Crime Stoppers, I've always been a strong advocate of Crime Stoppers. They're polling at 83%. It looks like they're outpolling pretty much everybody else that's involved in this process, where more and more people have a comfort level with what they've been able to do over the years and sharing information with those folks.
No, that's absolutely right. And you can look at those Crime Stoppers numbers, and they're just up near the top, all the way back to the beginning of the survey. And the commission and the Crime Stoppers are two of the charter members of the Crime Coalition, so they have an investment in this study going all the way back to its beginning.
Yeah, absolutely, no doubt. As always, Mike Cowan, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for all that the New Orleans Crime Coalition involves themselves in. Obviously, you guys have been really value added for this proposition of making this a safe place to live, work, and raise our family. As cliche as that sounds, it seems that that's what everybody wants.
Okay. I appreciate that, Noel. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate your time and your effort. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. There's been a series of reporting relative to the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East as it relates to the makeup of the board and maybe what direction they are going in. I've communicated with Roy Karuba Jr., who is now the president of that board, and he's also the president of Karuba Engineering, and he joins us, as well as Joshua Rondino, the superintendent of police for the Levee Authority. Roy, welcome to the show. Roy and Joshua, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Newland. Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited to be here.
So, Roy,
Thank you, sir. Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, sir. Roy, let's start out with, to put this in context, of what levees and in what parishes is the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East responsible for?
My responsibilities include all of St. Bernard, East Jefferson, and Orleans. And we have 192 miles of levees and flood walls, 246 gates, 8 complex structures, and 17 pumps. And that culminates into 14.6 million assets that the Corps of Engineers built for us and gave it to us to manage and operate.
Now, you were appointed as the president of the board back in October. There are a number of changes that were made as it relates to folks that were employed by the authority. As I said earlier, there was a series of reporting, and I know that you wanted to have an opportunity to address those particular issues. So I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you for that. I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to hand it off to Chief Rondino, because we speak from the same voice, and the efforts are the two of us together. Essentially, when I became the board president, I inherited an agency that was wrought with corruption, discrimination, racism, and the board, I don't care what you've seen in the papers, that the board that I inherited is dysfunctional and could care less about flood protection. With all of that said, there was a legislative audit done in 2022 that identified systemic racism and discrimination within the agency. That condition in and of itself, I took upon myself with Chief Rondino's help, and actually Chief Rondino spearheaded this entire effort. I'm going to let you tell him more about it. But we decided it was time to go in and look at the inner workings of the agency and make sure that the citizens that we have to protect are actually protected so we could carry out our mission. With that said, I kind of took the point on all of the non-civil service-related items, mostly having to do with the board, the irregularities within the board, lack of action when it came to some of these items, the lack of attention to flood protection, and it was more about this board giving out contracts, work contracts to their friends and things like that, that unfortunately was emblematic of the flood authority and the levee board in days past. With that said, there's another component to this, and it is the component of the men and women that actually have to go out and close those gates during an emergency situation. And there were some very, very dysfunctional things in that regard. And I'm going to turn that over to Chief Rondino to talk about, because he single-handedly has corrected that issue. And it's very important that people know how well protected we are from a personnel standpoint and how Chief Rondino's explanation is going to tie that together. Chief, please.
Thank you for having us here this morning, Newell. So we just like Roy said, we inherited an agency that was uninspired. They had been left abandoned, and it was being run improperly. When Roy came in and gave me the responsibility as appointing authority, which is essentially a civil service and HR compliance leadership responsibility, we fully dug in. We had two internal grievances that had been filed and had not been satisfied with regards to the proper investigation and kind of uncovering the onion of corruption that existed here. So that those grievances we solved or resolved within 21 days, and then we kind of catapulted into some of the corruption. And corruption meaning, very specifically, no bid, no work contracts to close friends of board members. You know, when we stopped those checks from being paid and questioned and required, you know, we demanded work product, it could not be produced. And that is documented. You know, we've taken hits in the public, you know, for doing what it is that the governor has asked us to do. And it's just, it's fine time that the public be made aware of the actual type of misappropriations that we stopped. Over $2.4 million over the course of 5 weeks we discovered being misspent in one way or another. And that came to a screeching halt. So, of course, you know, Roy and I are the two villains in all of this. But what I can tell you is there is a documented history of corruption, you know, seemingly protected employees taking state vehicles out of state over 150 times for personal business with state fuel. Like all of that, we brought to a screeching halt. And we have focused more on educating our employees, our frontline employees, with education and training tools so that they better perform along the flood protection system. Over 3,500 acres of levees we're responsible for. All of our employees are also certified levee inspectors, including the police department. But we are better able to perform now than ever before because we have intentionally and deliberately invested into our frontline employees. And that's important because our responsibility is tremendous in flood protection.
This is either to the chief or Roy. You mentioned the legislative auditor report in 2022. Obviously, that report was presented to the previous board. Did they take any action in trying to remediate any of the observations made by the auditor?
I'll take this one, chief.
Go ahead.
Let me have this one first because this is very passionate to me. They did nothing. Nothing. And when I tell you nothing, it was nothing. So in February, there was a grievance filed that I turned over to the Attorney General. The matter is still being examined by the Attorney General. But in the process of that examination starting, four board members resigned. And, of course, in the papers, it was all about the board members saying that morale was low and we had taken our focus off flood protection. Nothing could be further from the truth. They resigned, in my opinion, and I haven't seen the report from the Attorney General, but I've been there every day for the last 7 months. Those board members were questioned about that legislative audit, and magically, days later, they decided to resign. Now, you tell me. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but things have to make sense. So the bottom line was there was a legislative audit in September of 22. The board that I inherited, all of those members were present for that audit, and they did nothing. Some of them even admitted they didn't even read it. Okay, Chief, give them your take.
That is exactly right. You know, the findings in that report, there was no recovery attempts even made through HR, through civil service. No questions were asked. And when folks say they did something, you know, we always ask, just show me the paperwork. Show me the documentation that you provided in order to try to right the course of the ship, and nothing was done. So we came in, Roy came in and gave me that responsibility, and we hit the ground running. We've put in place some educational tools through workforce development at Delgado and Nunez Community Colleges to give our employees the tools they need to be able to perform better and to be able to realize some pay equity increases. We had employees working in the labor division on the system responsible for inspecting the gaskets, inspecting the gears, and pulling open and close those gates, making $14.98 an hour when they're actually eligible to make up to $20 an hour. So that may not seem like a lot in retrospect, but for an employee working here on a full-time basis to have to take another full-time job waiting tables in the French Quarter to make ends meet, it's important to get them the best pay possible for that responsibility, because at the end of the day, the nearly 1 million residents deserve to have the best quality, the best engaged employees doing that very critical work on all of our behalf.
So where do y'all stand as it relates to that 2022 report? Have y'all addressed pretty much most, if not all, the observations that were made by the legislative auditor?
Everything in that report that we're able to address today, and now we're 3 years down the road, but everything in that right. report that we were able to address, we have addressed. So what I'll give you is that the regional director who was here at that time resigned. The regional maintenance director who was here at that time resigned. We have four board members who elected to resign. So, you know, I would say without going into to great detail that, you know, the course of the ship, we're headed in the right direction. We're on the heels now of the legislative session that will close and yield us a better process to appoint board members, and you know, through a better vetting system. So we're going to have board members, board commissioners, who hopefully will be more engaged with the actual oversight of the agency and making sure that we're in compliance. That my responsibility here as appointing authority, you know, everyone's tried to liken it to being a regional director. That could not be further from the truth. It is literally civil service and HR compliance. And when you are compliant in civil service rules and HR policies, it keeps you from being financially liable for missteps. And that is the problem that we had in all these years prior, missteps that cost the agency money and it cost the citizens of our region efficiency, i.e., $500,000 in grass cutting contracts to friends of top level employees. We brought that to an end.
Yeah, I mean, the financial sanctity of the organization is all about levies. You know, as I was reading this series of articles that were being posted, I was a little mystified by what some of the board members were saying. Because if your financial house is not in order, then levies suffer, right? I mean, it's
correct.
Easy to connect those two dots.
Correct.
Well, and in that light, Newell, again, the men and women that have to go out and close those gates are also the ones that take care of those levies. Our grass-cutting personnel are licensed levy inspectors, so it's not just about cutting the grass. But the most egregious part of this was the way these men and women were treated. I was mortified at the degree of discrimination within the agency toward these people that literally go out and have to do this mission critical job in adverse conditions, and they were doing it in spite of being mistreated. So not only have we rectified that, but we have rectified the financial health from the standpoint of making sure that we're stewarding the public's money and the money's not getting diverted to things that are not flood protection related. We've let a few people go that weren't doing their jobs. So when people say morale was low, yeah, it was low if you're not doing your job. And we got rid of them. And the governor put me there for three reasons. He told me, make sure nobody's house floods, make sure we restore the police to their full capacity so they can patrol the neighborhoods and keep our neighborhoods and our flood assets safe, and to make sure that there is no self-dealing within the agency. And the chief and I have committed ourselves and will continue to commit ourselves to make sure that that is being done. And I will tell you unequivocally We're about 90% there, and I want the citizens of St. Bernard, East Jefferson, and Orleans to know that on the anniversary of Katrina, and in this Katrina anniversary year, you are better protected than you've ever been. We have $14.6 billion in assets that we routinely operate and maintain, but more importantly, the people that have to maintain and operate those assets are motivated and equipped to do their job. And that is the message I want loudly heard this morning, is that we are protected to the highest extent possible with the assets we have.
And Roy, you mentioned earlier, I'm getting a number of texts, you know, where are the indictments? You've turned this over to the Attorney General, Liz Murrell, and they are actively involved in an investigation of some of this self-dealing that you talked about.
Yes. And that matter is still ongoing. And that's all I know.
There are parts of the administrative investigation that are not, we're not able to go into detail just because of the nature of the investigation.
Sure.
But everything that we discovered had been compiled and forwarded over, and the powers that be with the AG's office they're in the driver's seat of this right now. So, you know, as far as going into, you know, further detail, we don't want to compromise those matters. But yes, everything that we were made aware of and had access to, we've turned over with regards to the information that you just mentioned.
And obviously, these are observations that are going to be revealed in the next legislative audit report that comes out on the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East, right? Because it's
Correct.
Conducted every year.
Correct.
Roy, final thoughts?
First and foremost, I want to thank you for having us on. I'd like the opportunity with the chief to come back periodically and give our citizens continued updates, because I believe it's important, especially now that we're in hurricane
Absolutely.
Season. And one more thing, to the citizens of East Jefferson, St. Bernard, and Orleans, I'll say it again, you're very well protected. The agency is 90% back to the way it was intended to be, and I feel nothing but confident about our future and our ability to protect the citizens.
Well, folks, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the work that you do. We appreciate same. And Roy, anytime that you guys want to come on, when you have an update, especially during the hurricane season, just give me a shout. We're flexible, nimble here. We'll get you on.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys, thank you. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. So we've had a couple of emails and text messages from individuals that want to respond to Roy Karuba and Joshua Rondino, who I think were former board members, and we will give you that opportunity. I'll have my producer reach out to you so that we have a sense of fairness and transparency on this issue. Obviously, it's been a very controversial situation with the Southeast Louisiana Flood Protection Authority East. I think everybody admits to that and agrees to that. So we will give you the opportunity, and if you just leave your number, I will have my producer, Jeff Gilgreave, get in touch with you, and we will have you on, if not tomorrow, at the beginning of next week, while this issue is still out there and pending. We are going to be talking to Rafael Goyeneche in the upcoming hour, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. We've got a lot to talk about. We'll reflect a little bit more on this New Orleans Crime Coalition satisfactory survey results, which I think are very telling about what the public is thinking at the present time as it relates to the criminal justice system in the city of New Orleans. We'll also talk about this inmate escape. I said earlier that I thought this number could be north of $1 million now. Still, two individuals at large. One who on a social network seems to be, I guess, mocking everybody. We need to get our hands around these two knuckleheads, these two criminals, sooner rather than later. The best decision that they could make, I know that they're not going to agree with me, is to turn yourself in. Either you're going to get hurt, somebody's going to get hurt, and it's not going to be good for anyone before this is all said and done. And, you know, hopefully that happens. I'm not very confident that it will. But, you know, here we are, weeks later, still expending a lot of time, effort, money, trying to make up for the inefficiencies, the ineffectiveness, the inability of Sheriff Susan Hudson to run this organization in a way that really makes sense. More has been revealed. There is more to come. And we'll talk with Rafi Goyeneche about that as well. It's time to resign. I said that earlier in my monologue. It's time to resign. It's time to get it over with. Time to move on. It just can't continue the way that it's continuing at the present time. The public has no confidence in what's going on here. And there's a lot of time left before this individual leaves office. So I know that people are saying, well, it's, you know, in the latter part of her term, not so much. Still a lot of time. We need to get somebody in there that knows what they're doing. One that can right the ship. One that can get this going in the right direction. I don't think there's any confidence. You look at this crime survey, nobody has any confidence in this individual. It's time to call it a day. We'll be right back. Stay with us. So, folks, we're going to return after the top of the hour news break. We will visit with Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us every Thursday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate that. And we have got a lot to talk about, and you're not going to want to miss some of these topics for certain. There'll be some new information coming your way. So stay with us. We'll be right back with Rafi Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. This is Newell on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month.
Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.